Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is from the series, This is Our Time of Deliverance, from the Chronicles of Exodus.
In your notes, Exodus chapter number 3, verse 10 through 12. Put in your notes, Exodus chapter number 3, verse 13 through 15. Put in your notes Exodus chapter 4, verse 1 through 9, but then also put Exodus 4, 10 through 17, and then finally put Exodus 4, 18 through 31. All right. If you read those together with insight from where we've been the last couple of weeks, you come to the conclusion that there may be hidden desires. Exodus chapter 3, verse 10 through 12, and I promise you I'm going to get to where I'm going. It says, come now, therefore, and I will send unto thee Pharaoh, that thou may bring forth my people from the children of Israel out of Egypt. And Moses said to God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with you, and this shall be my token unto thee, and that I have sent thee. And when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. We get to verse number 13. It says, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I'm coming to the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you, that they may say, what is thy name? And he's going to give at least two or three more reasons why he does not feel qualified. He's not sure if God's going to do it. And I've been meditating on this, and I finally came to an understanding what we're dealing with right here is hidden desires. And if you give me a few moments, I'll try to make it as plain as possible. But for some of you, I really don't need to make it that plain, because historically you've done certain things because you had hidden desires. You will be amazed what somebody's doing because they have an unspoken desire. And understanding what God said about Moses in the prologue, and understanding what God said about Moses when God alone eulogized him, and understanding when we get over into the New Testament, Moses is not somebody up under the critique as a failure, but in every one of those accounts, Moses is held very high. The prologue, the eulogy by God, Jesus and the other people that mentioned Moses, Moses is held very high. So that means I believe we need to look at this account of Moses in Exodus chapter number 3 and 4 under a greater light of revelation, because I think something going on that you'll miss if you just peruse over it too quickly. Come on, somebody say with me, something's going on. Something's going on. Something's going on. So Father, for these next few minutes, give me articulation of speech. Let me say what it is that you've had me to say. Let me speak articulately. Let me speak with power. But most importantly, give us ears to hear. You're saying something to the church, God, so give us ears to hear. But don't let us be hearers only, God. Give us a volition to do. We want to do your will, and we don't want your commandments to be burdensome unto us. God, everything that you said unto us, we want to do, because you said through your Son that greater works shall we do. So show us how to grasp them. And I'm understanding now, sometimes in order to grasp the greater that is ahead, I got to look back into what has happened with your people and with your servants, that I'll get through my defining moment and I'll become who you want me to be. So speak, Lord. And as you speak, I'll give you glory. I'll give you praise. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Somebody said me real loudly, say hidden desires. Hidden desires. All of us in here, and I hope you can hear me today, up under these clothes that we have on, up under the hairdo, whatever the kind of hairdo we decided to wear. Oh, I'm not going there. Whatever we got on covering our body, male, female, young, old, y'all better please hear me. Everybody in here have some hidden desires. there is something inside of us that we really do want. And what I'm discovering, these hidden desires come out real funny. How we come to know that that's what that person really wants, sometimes it's 6 years later before they finally tell us, this is all I really wanted. You done bought them a car, you done bought them a house, you done paid for their schooling, you done put new clothes on them, and all they wanted to do was sit and talk a couple hours every day. They didn't want all that other. Now, they took the other stuff and they thankful, but what they really wanted was for you to just sit and talk to them for a couple hours. Come on, somebody say it to me real loud, hidden desires. I want to submit to you today that what we hear from Moses in chapter 3 and 4 is his hidden desires coming out. He really do want to go into the promised land. But before he goes, there's some stuff that's got to get out of his heart. And if you give me a few moments, I'm going to show you what was in his heart because the scriptures tell us. The first thing that we see, and all of us got to overcome this, and I'm almost there. Number one, the tendency to be self-reliant. If we really told the truth, a whole lot of stuff we got in life, we got it on our own. Okay, y'all ain't gonna say nothing, but that's all right. I'm gonna go on and go through here. Hey, a whole lot of things that we got in life, especially if you're beyond 25. Now, you're under 25. You might not really be vibing with me right now, but please trust me. By the time you get 25, you're gonna find out that you don't need a whole lot to buy a car. Sometimes all you need is $495 and a paycheck, and they'll give you a car. But they won't tell you need some insurance. They won't tell you that $495 gonna now have to be paid every month afterward. If I had some honest people in here, your neighbor would tell you, I got a whole lot in life on my own. Okay, I'm glad I got four people that's finally saying amen. There's a whole lot of stuff that I got on my own. I said by 25, I was gonna have a BMW, black man's wheels. I said I was going to have it and it didn't make a difference. I was going to be driving a BMW by the time I was 25. And guess what I was driving by the time I was 25? I'm talking about after, amen, the hoopty that my daddy bought for me that I didn't owe a dime on. It wasn't nothing wrong with. I'm talking about after the Toyota Celica Silver that my brother just gave it to me and I just had to learn how to drive a 5-speed. I'm talking about after the Brian Celica that I brought was one of the most sportiest cars I've ever driven. After all of that, by 25, I was driving a BMW. And I don't ever remember asking God to give me a BMW. See, I can be honest, because y'all gonna sit there and act like y'all ain't never got nothing on your own. But I got that BMW pretty much on my own. Why is this important? If you're not careful, you'll move into 30, 31, 32, and you'll be operating out of, I can get a whole lot of stuff on my own. So whatever comes to my mind, I go ahead and get. And I forget what Proverbs said. Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge me first and I will direct your path. What I didn't tell you is I was about, when did I meet you, Kim? How old was I when I met you? 29? 30? I was 34 when I met her, and I still had that BMW that I got when I was 25. We finally had to get somebody to come tow it after a beehive had grown in it because I wasn't driving it no more. What way are you going? I'm trying to get us down the road. Some of this stuff that we're getting, it's going to be hard to get rid of because we didn't acknowledge him first. And we didn't find out, is this where he wants us to work? Is this where he wants us to live? Is this how he wants us to do life? How, you'd be amazed of the college students that's done change major 4-5 times. That's why it's taking them 7 years to get the degree. But they still doing better than me. It took me about 15, 16 years to get my undergraduate. But I got it. and real close to getting the master. But y'all ain't come talk about me today, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, number one, Moses really does want to go into the promised land. But when God tells him he gonna do it, he starts remembering all that he did on his own strength. And we know Moses was self-reliant because one day he wanted to bring the children of Israel out and he saw a taskmaster, putting wicked devices on his brethren, which was, Israelites, and he killed him of his own strength. So we know Moses tended to be self-reliant. So when God says, I'm now getting ready to take you into the promised land, the first thing Moses has to reconcile is, God, this ain't me talking to me, is it? Somebody come on, say that when we say, God, this ain't me talking to me, is it? Have you ever really desired something that you like, wait a minute, where did that come from? I want to be free, to serve God with my mind and my spirit, I want to finally live holy. Y'all ain't saying that, but I'm going to keep praying. God, I want enough blessings that I can take care of my children's children. Have you ever thought about wanting something that you had to check yourself and say, God, this ain't me, is it? So when God is talking to Moses, the first thing that Moses has to reconcile is, wait a minute, God, you remember that I tried to get him out many years ago, but that was going to be self-reliance. So Moses does want to go into the promised land, but the first thing that he has to reconcile is his self-reliance. People of the Most High God, if there's any announcement that I want you to really hear, when God says something like it's our time of deliverance, it ain't nothing we can do to get ourselves to deliver it. Come on, do me a favor. Somebody say it real loud with me. Say, some stuff is on God. And if Israel gonna get out of under Pharaoh's taskmaster evilness, it's gonna have to be God, and it ain't gonna be Moses, even though God uses Moses. Do me a favor, throw your hands up real high, real high, real high. Come on. Say, God, I free myself of self-reliance. This next season ain't gonna be because of me, it's gonna be because of him. This next dimension that I begin to walk in ain't going to be because I've done any great works. Now, I'm going to do obedience act, but it's going to be because the power, of God. Not by might, not by strength, but by his spirit. Come on, somebody high-five. Somebody tell them God going to do it. God going to do it. So Moses has a hidden desire, but the first thing that he's got to get over is self-reliance. Number two, I told y'all I'm almost done. Number two, Moses starts asking God, okay, now God, I'm about ready. But I'm going to stand before some people that they know you because they are the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They know you. So now when I stand before them, who do I tell you that you are? And you got to sort of kind of keep reading to see what Moses is really saying. What Moses is really saying is, God, who are you for real? He's sort of kind of asking, God, are you really all of that? Have you ever been in a situation and somebody told you to trust God and somebody told you to depend on God and somebody told you God is a way maker and you sort of kind of ask within yourself, now, God, are you really all of that? Okay, y'all ain't being honest in here. Every now and then, we are in predicaments, we are in situations, and we start looking around like, wait a minute, I heard from a little boy that he was this, and I heard that he was that, but now I gotta find out, God, are you really all of that? We've heard he's Jireh. We've heard he's Rapha. We've heard he's almighty. We've heard that he's all powerful. But every now and then in our innermost being, we are asking the question. We want the end result, but we want to know, God, are you really all of that? I'm in a hard situation on my job, God. What you gonna do? Are you all of that? God, I got some stuff going on in my family, God, and children ain't acting like they're supposed to, but I've done what I'm supposed to. I trained them, in the things of God. You told me that if I trained them, you would remember me. Every now and then, It is not that we don't want it. Come on, y'all, a little closer. We just not sure if he can do all of that. That's what Moses is trying to figure out when he says, God, when I go to them, who do I tell them? That's why God did not give any of his redemptive name. He gave them a I am that I am. What he was saying is, hey, tell them I'll be whatever you need me to be. Good God Almighty, I really like preaching here. I tell them this time, I'm not going to be that. I'm not going to be this. I'm going to be whatever you need me to be. And I wish I had more time. God's trying to tell us, don't try to figure me out here. I'll be a bridge. I'll be a boat. I'll be an airplane. I'll be a waymaker. I'll be a provider. I'll be a lifter of your head. I am that I am. Eliyah, Ashar, Eliyah. He said in the Hebrew that I am who I am. I need to tell somebody in here, your situation is just right for I am. Your situation is just right for I am. Because sometimes we've heard God is a healer, and the last person that talked about God as a healer. But I don't need healing. I need provisions. And God's trying to get, come on, hold on, get me out of here. And God's trying to let us know I'm not just a healer, but I'm a way maker. He's trying to let us know I'm not just a way maker. I am a deliverer. I'm not just a deliverer. I'm a lifter of the hung down head. You can't box me in. You can't size me up. Just when you think you got, I'm talking about God now. Just when you think you got me figured out, I'll change on you and I'll be something else. Every now and then, what we're truthfully asking, God, are you really all of that? God loves when we're in predicaments and situations and we are asking, God, is you all of that? In fact, here you go, Regina. He was waiting for us to get to that moment that we ask, are you really all of that? Come on, come on. Don't be afraid. Ask God. Say, God, are you all of that? Y'all know what he gonna answer back. He gonna meet you on Tuesday and show you that I'm all of that. He gonna meet you at the bank and the bill gonna be taken care of. He gonna meet you in the hospital and the body gonna be healed. He is I am that I am. I hear you, Holy Spirit, and I'm out of time. Do not, come on, do me a favor, talk to somebody with this one. Say, do not, come on, talk to somebody. Say, do not box God in with the last thing he did. It's like we think God ran out of godness, and I'm probably making up a word, Nikki. We think God run out of his isness because the last thing that he did, and now he can't do nothing else. You done bumped your head. God said, I am. And I wish I had time. I could walk you through the Bible. He can be a brother that sticks closer than a brother. He can be a mother for the motherless. I hear that preacher right there. He can be a father for the fatherless. He can be a boyfriend for the lonely. Y'all ain't saying that. He can be whatever we need him to be. This is why when you see Jesus in his post-resurrection appearance, they can't figure out who he is. Is he a gardener? Is he a fisherman? Or is he one that just walked through walls? Church, God's trying to answer the question, is he really all of that? He's trying to raise up a generation that say he's all of that and more than a bag of chips. Does anybody under the sound of my voice know that God is all of that? God, y'all. I'm talking about you know in your knower. My back can't be against the wall that he can't bring me out. I can't be up under nothing that he can't get me up. The waters can't take me out. The fires cannot burn me because the I am that I am is with me. We're in a season, and I'm done, y'all. We're in a season that God is answering the question, is he all of that? And all he needs is two or three people that'll start testifying. He's all of that. When you go to work, people are looking for you to say, God is all of that. You with little children, people are looking for you to say that God is all of that. You that are unmarried, lift up your head. Somebody's looking for you to say, God is a keeper if you keep your mind stayed on him. People that are married, God, the people are looking for people to say, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Here it is, what our problem is, our testimony has become too weak. It's so weak that we ain't really even talking about God no more. We don't even think God can straighten out some children. I went through a very tumultuous time with my older son. I got three older sons over 30. And one day I had to go to the lawyer and go to the courts about them. And God said, Lawrence, don't fight this battle. He said, just hold your peace. Whatever you lose, you lose. He said, but I got your boys. He said, I promise you, Lawrence, you'll never go to prison to see one of them. I promise you that they're going to all graduate from college. And I promise you, you'll never have a problem that is insurmountable. Well, I come to tell you later that I got one that graduated from Duke University. And I wasn't nowhere around but coming in and going out. God can do what no other. I got another one that graduated as a lawyer. I feel like preaching now. I got another one that is now manager of all the Targets in North Carolina. Tell me what God can't do, and I'll show you that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. He's looking for somebody with some strong testimony. That my head was hung down and he lifted it up. Do I got anybody that head was hung down and God lifted it up? Do I have anybody that was sick and the doctor said it was over and he healed your body? We got to start opening up our mouths, because the world is looking for people that say, he is I am that I am. I told y'all I'm moving past the speed limit in a few months. I'll no longer be the speed limit in a few months. And never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. If God say he gonna make a way, high five somebody, tell him God gonna make a way. If God say he gonna make a way, he gonna make a way. I feel like preaching, y'all. If God say he gonna bring you out, he gonna bring you out. If God say he gonna lift you up, he gonna lift you up. If God declares there is no weapon formed against you that can prosper, then they can keep on forming and they'll keep on dissolving to nothing. Come on, tell your neighbor, say neighbor. Them weapons are gonna keep dissolving to nothing. Hidden desires. He has to get over self-reliance. He has to get over answering the question, is God all of that? Because see, Moses, I can show you in a few moments. Moses is going to do exactly what God told him to do, but he had to get out what was hidden within. He really wanted it, but he didn't know if he could have it. He really wanted it. He wanted to go to the promised land, but he didn't know if he could have it. So he had to get over self-reliance. He had to get over, was God really all there? And then number three, and this is where I end, y'all. Moses starts talking about, but God. And I'm just looking in the text like I see it. I really believe Moses even got a little extra with his stuttering. Because he was now trying to convince God that he couldn't talk. Y'all, please hear what I'm going to say next. Sometimes when we have hidden desires, we start acknowledging our self-deficiency or deficiencies so we can go ahead and sabotage what we really want. And y'all better please hear me that have children. Sometimes your children really want to succeed, but they're scared to death of failing. So they say, I'm going to go ahead and fail anyway. Sometimes we are acknowledging I don't have enough money because we know there's a billion-dollar industry in our hands. So if I go ahead and keep putting it out there, I ain't got no money, then my expectations of those around me lower. So Moses had to get out. I have some substantial deficiencies, Lord, that if you don't help me, this thing ain't gonna happen. Please hear me. God is not moved by our deficiencies. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, in the book, deficiencies never disqualify somebody. Who y'all want me to talk about? I can talk about all of them and show you a deficiency. Apostle Paul says, Lord, I have this weakness. And here comes grace. I need to tell somebody today, here comes grace. God knows that you stutter. And you know what grace has? Grace has, amen, Aaron on the way to help you. The first thing that God says when Moses says, I got a stuttering problem, the first thing that God says is, who created your mouth that's stuttering? Sometimes I think we forget who created what we think is a deficiency. God has to ask Moses, Moses, didn't I create your mouth? If I created it and allowed there to be a stutter like that, I can take away the stutter if that's what I want to do. He said, but you got to remember, oh God, you got to remember, oh God, you got to remember, oh God, you got to remember, I feel like preaching, LB. You got to remember, God's going to make sure that no flesh get any glory. So where there is deficiency, sometimes he's allowing it to show you how powerful grace can overcome that, and grace can overcome that. Oh, okay. He said in Corinthians, I'm going to make sure that no flesh glory. Moses, I'm going to let you keep your stutter just in case one day you start talking about how you bring these children out. I'm going to give you a da-da-da-da-da. Y'all, please hear me. God can deliver us from anything he want to deliver us. God can heal us from anything he want to heal. God can cause us to overcome. But y'all better please hear me. This is what I'm discovering. God's leaving something there that's going to make you dependent on him. Y'all ain't got to say nothing. He going to leave something there that we got to depend on him, that we got to get up and pray, and we got to call a fast, and we got to, Lord, seek him, that he may be found, that grace will help us in the time of our trouble. We have deficiencies. Y'all come a little closer. Any man or woman that try to act like they ain't got no deficiency, you better run from that pride for creation. All of us got a deficiency that keeps us dependent on God.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.